Panther Sports is real country. 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Lipstick a letter across the mirror this morning. Said goodbye, baby. You left without warning. Like a thief in the night, you ran away with my heart. I can't believe my eyes, must be a bad dream. You always said we had a good thing. You never once let on we were falling apart. That ain't no way to go. Guess I'll do a little wishful drinking. Make a whiskey wish upon a star. Train whistle blowing down the track. Lonesome sound says she ain't coming back. It's such a cold blow from out of the dark. That ain't no way to go. Girl, it just ain't right. Don't you think that I deserve to hear you say goodbye? That ain't no way.
Locally owned and operated. We are real country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Demonstrations taking place outside the Education Department today after President Trump yesterday moved forward with plans to close the agency, directing the Secretary of Education to close down facilities. The president, talking to reporters in the Oval Office, says Health and Human Services will handle special needs and nutritional programs, and the Small Business Administration would handle student loans, saying there should not be any disruptions.
All we have to do is get the students to get guidance from the people that love them and cherish them, including their parents, by the way, who'll be totally involved in their education along with the boards.
Only Congress can approve the closing of the DOE. The Texas measles outbreak growing with each week. Health officials in the state say 30 more cases now confirmed since Tuesday. Total infections, total 309. In London, officials at Heathrow Airport say some flights will resume later today following a fire near the airport that knocked out power and closed facilities. This is ABC News. Israel ordering ground forces to advance deeper into the Gaza Strip. The defense minister vowing to hold more land until Hamas releases the remainder of the hostages that have been held since the October 7th attacks. A former University of Michigan football coach now facing federal charges in what prosecutors call a huge hacking plot. Matthew Weiss accused of stealing personal information from more than 150,000 students.
A 24-count indictment accuses Weiss of unauthorized access to computers and aggravated identity theft, charges that could land him in prison for decades. Prosecutors say from 2015 to 2023, he hacked into student-athlete databases that were maintained by third-party vendors at more than 100 universities. Wise allegedly targeted female athletes, stealing private photos and videos, too.
ABC Stephanie Ramos. After the first day of March Madness, fewer than 1% of those NCAA tournament brackets are still considered to be perfect. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Robinhood Gold members can now enjoy the VIP treatment, receiving a 3% IRA match on annual retirement contributions. With Robinhood Gold, the perks of the high net worth are now available for any net worth. The new gold standard is here with Robinhood Gold. To receive a 3% boost on annual IRA contributions, sign up at Robinhood.com/gold.
Investing involves risk. 3% match requires Robinhood Gold $5 a month for 1 year from first match. Must keep funds in IRA for 5 years. Go to Robinhood.com/boost. Robinhood Financial LLC member SIPC. Gold membership is offered by Robinhood Gold LLC.
Is that a new Samsung Galaxy A15 5G?
Yeah, I got it for free when I joined Cricket Nation.
Sounds pretty great.
At Cricket, anyone can get a new phone when they switch.
Whoa.
With a high-quality camera, meaning more flattering selfies for all. And super-fast 5G, so you can post them for all to see. Your friends, your family, your ex. Free phone! Free phone!
Okay, I'll switch.
Welcome to Cricket Nation.
Cricket 5G is not available everywhere. Must bring your number to Cricket on a $60 a month voice plan. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Fees, terms, and other restrictions apply. See CricketWireless.com for details.
At Advent Health, we believe wholeness isn't any one feeling. It's all of them. Laughter to tears and everything in between. So never, ever stop reaching for what makes you feel whole. Learn more at AdventHealth.com/human spirit.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly cloudy and breezy today, with those winds shoving us to mild highs in the mid-50s. But as a front pushes through and winds switch to out of the north, it'll spark up some spotty showers this afternoon, which could mix with a few flurries this evening. Then tomorrow, tons of sunshine and cooler highs in the low 40s. Grandpa's barbecue sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 42.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Merriman Newpert. A third man has pled guilty in connection to the death of a man outside of a downtown Milwaukee hotel last summer. Ted Allen has an update.
Devin Johnson Carson accepted a plea deal Thursday, reducing his felony murder charge to misdemeanor battery. Johnson Carson was a desk clerk at the Hyatt Regency Hotel where Devontae Mitchell was involved in a disturbance. Mitchell was punched, kicked, and dragged out of the building into the hotel driveway. A criminal complaint says Johnson Carson was one of four men who pinned Mitchell down. He died at the scene from what the medical examiner determined was restraint asphyxia. Johnson Carson and two others involved will be sentenced in September.
A former East Troy music teacher convicted of sexually assaulting students is going to prison. 47-year-old John Rash will spend 12 years in prison on the charges. He was a band teacher at East Troy Middle School for over 20 years. 15 students accused him of inappropriately touching them. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Feeling the aches and pains of everyday life slowing you down? Introducing Blue Emu, America's number one emu oil formula for pain relief. In a recent clinical trial, 91% of users saw improvement after using Blue Emu. Whether you're working hard, playing harder, or just staying active, Blue Emu penetrates deep to relieve joint and muscle pain fast. And best of all, you won't stink. Join the 91% who felt the difference. Find Blue Emu at your local retailer or online. Blue Emu works fast. Fast, and you won't stink.
Services as unique as the life lived. That's the goal of the Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home of Mondovi. Chent Fitzsmith has provided meaningful ceremonies to honor the lives of loved ones, from the simplest memorials to elaborate celebrations. Chent Fitzsmith offers services like personalized theme-based printing of cards, folders, and more. And using your family photos, they can make a cinematic video that can become a keepsake for family and friends. And they do so much more. Call or visit them today in Mondovi. Chent Fitzsmith Funeral Home, for services as unique as the life lived.
Good afternoon, it's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Anabas Silo, your Husqvarna and Toro Lawn and Garden Equipment dealer, Durand.
Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. NTech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at primerealtymidwest.com. And the Chen Fitzsmith Funeral Home, serving the Mondovi area and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. The Pierce County Sheriff's Department is warning of a new scam. AI is being used by scammers to replicate an individual that you know that will ask you for sensitive data or recreate a loved one's voice in an emergency call asking for money. The department is reminding residents that financial institutions will never call you for personal information. They'll also never pressure you over the phone for payments. Dunn County is in search of a new county manager. The position was posted on the Dunn County website and social media pages earlier this week. The county manager is responsible for overseeing county operations, implementing policies set by the Board of Supervisors as well. The current county manager is Chris Corpel and is retiring in August. The Eau Claire Community Humane Association is taking care of a large group of newcomers. An Eau Claire Animal Control Officer noticed Tuesday that the donation box outside the animal shelter had 8 cats inside. The felines have been named Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. They should be available for adoption next week. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation is offering a new online knowledge test. The test is available for students ages 15 through 17 and allows them to take the Department of Motor Vehicles knowledge test from home with the supervision of a parent or guardian. The knowledge test is a 2-part exam that covers rules for the road and important road signs. The online test will be available to students who have completed the classroom portion of their training once the driver training school has notified the DMV. Students will have 2 chances to pass online with a score of 80% or better needed. Wisconsin joins 11 other states in offering the online option. A key program supporting Minnesota's growing population of homeless seniors is at risk of losing most of its $1.5 million state funding as lawmakers debate a state budget. Catholic Charities Homeless Elders Program provides care management and housing assistance to older adults, many of whom are experiencing homelessness for the first time. Advocates say demand is rising due to economic strain and a lack of affordable housing, but without funding, the program may be forced to scale back. That bill remained in committee as of Thursday. You're listening to WRDN News.
Big or small, in town or in the country, Prime Realty of Durand can help you find exactly what you need. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty. When you visit us online at primerealtymidwest.com, you'll find properties all across Wisconsin, and you can contact us with questions. Have a property to sell? Listing with Prime Realty means that you're working with the area's number one home seller. Like Prime Realty guys on Facebook or visit us at primerealtymidwest.com. Prime Realty, making your dreams a reality.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
The Buffalo County Health Department is reminding homeowners considering opening an Airbnb or Vrbo, you must have your home inspected and licensed. State law requires the inspection and licensing before the first guest is checked in. For more information on licensing, call Jonah Hewitz at the Buffalo County Health Department. A home has been destroyed following a fire in Eau Claire. That blaze broke out yesterday at a home on Homestead Road. Firefighters were able to get the fire under control in just over an hour. No one was hurt. The cause of that fire remains under investigation. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is highlighting efforts to support Wisconsin's veterans and their families. During a visit to Ho-Chunk Nation Three Rivers House in La Crosse yesterday, Evers discussed his new initiative to support Wisconsin veterans, including lowering out-of-pocket costs and expanding access to health care and mental health services. The stop is part of a tour that the governor has as he visits with veterans and veteran organizations across the state. The Wisconsin State Assembly Thursday passed a Republican-authored bill related to transgender issues. Two bills, both authored by Oconomowoc Representative Barbara Dietrich, would ban trans athletes at the high school and college level in Wisconsin. Another bill authored by Dietrich would require school districts to put in policies stating that parents determine names and pronouns of students to be used by school staff. A fourth bill authored by Waukesha Representative Scott Allen and Assembly Speaker Robin Voss would ban gender-affirming care for those under 18. All four of those bills now head to the state Senate. Governor Tony Evers has vowed that he would veto all of those bills. You're listening to WRDN News.
How do you measure the human spirit? In pounds? In milliliters? In the distance traveled between yesterday and today? Or maybe there's no way to measure the human spirit, because as you remind us every day, it simply has no limit. Learn more about how we care for your whole body, mind, and spirit at AdventHealth.com.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabus Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
Peregrine Falcons are returning to nests at Wisconsin power plant facilities. We Energies and Wisconsin Public Service started installing falcon nests at their plants more than three decades ago. More than 450 chicks have hatched in the nests so far. That's more than 20% of peregrine falcons born in Wisconsin in that time frame. Three We Energies and one WPS facility are live streaming activity at the nests. More information is available at both facilities' websites. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly cloudy and breezy today, with those winds shoving us to mild highs in the mid-50s. But as a front pushes through and winds switch to out of the north, it'll spark up some spotty showers this afternoon, which could mix with a few flurries this evening. Then tomorrow, tons of sunshine and cooler highs in the low 40s. Grandpa's barbecue sauce. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 42.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable Scent Beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppable's bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. With Downy Unstoppable, you just toss, wash, wow, for all day freshness.
Jake from State Farm. I'm winning. I finally cleaned my house, so I'm bringing out my new tropical room spray.
Keep winning and create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. It's like your own personal paradise.
Ooh, hey, grab me a coconut water.
Bundling, just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
This Wisconsin Radio Network Sports Report is presented by the Wisconsin Lottery. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLE5.
The Badgers put last season's first-round loss to James Madison in the rearview mirror. They rolled to an 85-66 win over Montana in the opening round of the NCAA tournament yesterday. I'm Bill Scott with sports. John Blackwell led a balanced attack with 19 points as five Badgers scored in double figures. More bench contributions from Badgers Xavier Amos, Carter Gilmore, and Kamari McGee.
We've gotten great contributions off it. You saw Amos tonight. McGee's done that throughout the year. Janicki's done it at times. And then, obviously, Gilmore. So they know, you know, that I don't want them to be bashful. I don't want them to be passive. I want them aggressive when they come in. And obviously, Carter took advantage of his opportunities.
Wisconsin will take on BYU in Saturday's second round. Marquette will take its turn in the opening round tonight. The Golden Eagles take on New Mexico in Cleveland. That one tips around 6:25 on TBS. Top-ranked Wisconsin Badger women's hockey team takes on rival Minnesota in the women's NCAA Frozen Four semifinals in Minneapolis tonight. The Badgers will need to beat the Gophers for a sixth time this season to advance to Sunday's final. Wisconsin's Mark Johnson named Division I Coach of the Year. Badger goaltender Ava McNaughton was honored as the top goaltender in women's college hockey. And on Saturday, one of three Badgers will be handed the Patty Kazmaier Trophy as the top player in Division I college hockey. That honor expected to go to Casey O'Brien, who became the school's all-time leading scorer this season. NBA, the Bucks ended their two-game losing streak, rolling to a 118-89 win over the shorthanded Lakers last night. And the WIAA Boys State Basketball Championships head to day two today at the Kohl Center. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Heim is off to his best start yet. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass, brought to you by eBay. eBay, things people love.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Local radio brings people together like never before.
It's a beautiful hometown weekend out there. We've got
your local stations keep you informed and involved with music, talk shows, and real-time news updates you can trust. We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters, connecting you to what matters most. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress to support your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to four messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
The NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series is back on track tonight at the Homestead Miami Speedway in Florida with the running of the Baptist Health 200. Corey Heim has won two of the first three races of the season, including last Friday night at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Heim calls it the best start of his still young career.
I've never started a year out like this. I feel like our earliest win was maybe four to six races into the year, something like that. So, you know, with the way our short regular season works and how important it is to get wins and playoff points early and stage points and whatnot, I think it's very important to start off the year right.
Here tonight's Truck Series race from Homestead, Miami on the NASCAR Racing Network beginning at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Checking pH and oxygen levels in your pond after a drought may determine if it thrives. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Do what you can to balance the water chemistry as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. Successful Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
Low water is just one problem your pond may have after a drought. Fisheries biologist Bob Lusk with Pond Boss magazine says one of the effects of low water is a growing concentration of minerals. As the water evaporates, these minerals throw off the pond's pH level, which can eventually harm the fish.
So if you've got limestone, for example, calcium carbonate in your soils, and it's dissolved into the water at 100 parts per million. When half the water dissolves, it's 200 parts per million. And when half that water dissolves, it becomes 400 parts per million. Then you get those really heavy spring rains, and it goes from 400 parts per million to 100. That can be a shock to the fish. It's the rapid change that can get them.
Lusk advises paying attention to water chemistry and talking with a professional on how to stabilize it if needed. During cooler months, the pond water is naturally able to hold on to more oxygen, and fish don't consume as much of it because they're cold-blooded. Plants provide oxygen to the water, but as the weather warms, it might get to the point where there are more consumers than producers.
The more fertile the water is, the more nutrients that are dissolved in it, and the warmer the water becomes, that's when there's a risk of oxygen depletion. You only need 15 minutes of low oxygen, and everything that needs oxygen to live can suffocate. So paying attention to oxygen is a big deal, especially as we move from the spring into the summertime months.
Consider aerating the pond if you think oxygen may become an issue. If there's electricity nearby, a bubbler that sits on the bottom will be very effective. Solar-powered and wind-driven aerators are non-electrical options. Learn more about how a drought can affect your pond at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on, and now you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-948-1659. 800-948-1659. 800-948-1659. That's 800-948-1659.
Quiet day to lower in the grain trade. This is the American Ag Network of Jesse Allen with this market update. Not a lot of fresh news in the grain markets on Wednesday as we kind of just drifted our way lower with Kansas City wheat leading to the downside. Some late session pressure in soybeans as well, and mixed action in corn with old crops slightly higher. You look at outside markets, the Dow up 157, 41,757. NASDAQ up 141 at 19,638. And S&P 500 up 29 at 5,647. Crude oil up 14 cents a barrel at 67. Federal Reserve on Wednesday, leaving interest rates unchanged as expected, signaling it wanted further clarity on the direction of the economy before changing borrowing costs for businesses and consumers. That key federal funds rate set to remain at approximately 4.5%. Outside of that news, which again was as expected, just not much for the markets to chew on the day Wednesday, as many traders in the grains waiting on the end of the month quarterly grain stocks and prospective plantings reports from USDA, as well as the April 2nd tariff date and the impact that tariffs and reciprocal tariffs could have on the markets. You're listening to the American Ag Network. Power up your weed control with Liberty Ultra Herbicide, the next generation herbicide for the next generation farmer, powered by GluL technology. Liberty Ultra Herbicide outperforms generic glufosinate with its Liberty Lock formulation, delivering three times more herbicide into weeds for superior control. Liberty Ultra Herbicide also offers easier handling because of a lower application use rate. Talk to your BASF representative about Liberty Ultra Herbicide today. Always read and follow label directions. Agriculture is a busy job, and it requires you to constantly be on the go. That's why Farm and Ranch Media and our brands, American Ag Network, AOA, and Market Talk, are here to provide you with the latest news and information that impacts your operation. We'll keep you up to date with the latest market information, ag news, weather, and more from here at home and around the world. Thanks for listening, and stay farm informed with Farm and Ranch Media.
Taking a look at the DTN cash indexes on Wednesday, the corn index down 2 at 425. The soybean cash index down 2 cents as well at 949. Chicago wheat index down 3, 506. Kansas City HRW wheat cash index up a penny at 536. And the spring wheat cash index down 2 at 581 on Wednesday. Again, mostly lower in wheat and soybeans with corn mixed. May corn up 3, 461 and 3 quarters. May beans down 5 and a quarter, 1007 and a half. This is the American Ag Network. I'm Jesse Allen reporting.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. Dealing with commodity market volatility. We'll talk about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit WisconsinSoybean.org.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
The on-again, off-again nature of U.S. trade relations is causing uncertainty in the marketplace. This issue has one land-grant university economist advising producers to adopt the KISS, or keep it simple, stupid, approach to marketing grain. North Dakota State University's Frey Olson says farmers can use the KISS method by setting price targets based on production costs and storage expenses.
Let's go back to some core basic strategies that we can pull out of the bag for our marketing plans. One of those is to recognize that, number one, you as a farm manager are not fast enough to chase the marketplace. Things are happening so quickly, the volatility is so high that you can't chase the market. And so the challenge then is, how do we try and get in front of this?
The NDSU number cruncher says farmers should run the numbers, then decide at what price they'd be willing to sell more.
And a lot of that's obviously based on your cost of production, the cost of storage. Those are things that you know and have much more direct control over. So given those levels, at what price would you be willing to sell additional crop? And then put the orders in ahead of time. If you want to work with a broker and do futures only, that's great. If you want to work with a processor or a local elevator and do a cash-based sale where you lock in basis as well, that's great. But put the orders in ahead of time. Pick those values and say, at this price level, I would be willing to sell X thousand bushels, and put the order in ahead of time.
Placing orders ahead of time allows producers to capitalize on, if not favorable, at least acceptable prices. The strategy, says Olson, helps avoid impulsive decisions during market volatility. Olson also notes the cost of storing grain on the farm is similar to the cost charged by elevators, making elevator storage fees a quick proxy for farm storage costs. When deciding between cash sales for fall delivery and future deliveries for new crop grain, farmers should consider the price difference between immediate and delayed delivery, as well as potential changes in local basis levels. While the future market may pay for some grain storage costs, farmers should be aware that they're speculating in the cash market when choosing to store grain for later delivery. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins, Agriculture America, sponsored in part by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture is now accepting applications for new export expansion grants through April 9th. The grants are funded through the Wisconsin Initiative for Agricultural Exports, which Governor Evers created in 2021 to promote Wisconsin dairy, meat, and crop exports. Export expansion grants aim to accelerate the growth of Wisconsin dairy, meat, and crop production exports. Applicants must be not-for-profit organizations located in Wisconsin that are currently serving or can serve Wisconsin agribusinesses. Wisconsin agribusiness associations, technical colleges, universities, and economic development organizations are all encouraged to apply. Applications will be accepted for projects in two categories, meat or crop exports with awards from $25,000 to $50,000, or dairy exports with awards from $25,000 to $100,000. Matching funds are required at 20% of the grant award and can be cash or in kind. Eligible project expenses include, but are not limited to, travel associated with trade promotion activities, event promotion, marketing materials, advertising, subscriptions, contractor fees, and translation services. Now, for more information, contact the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture. The National Ag Statistics Service is reinstating the July cattle report, as well as county estimates for crops and livestock. The county estimate reinstatement is effective for the 2024 crop season for the row crops and for the 2025 crop season for the small grain crops. Now, the July cattle report will be released on July 25th. Now, county estimates for corn and soybeans will be released on May 6th. The full calendar of the NAS reports is available at the USDA website. National Farmers Union President Rob LaRue discussed the ongoing trade dispute between the U.S. and Canada and its impact on dairy farmers. He says policymakers are focused on U.S. trade policy without solving the underlying problem in the dairy industry. Those challenges include corporate consolidation and continued overproduction, LaRue said. Broad dairy tariffs don't solve these problems. They destabilize the industry, drive up costs, and create more uncertainty for American dairy farmers, processors, and rural communities, he said. The number of U.S. dairy farms has plummeted by 84% since 1992, and tariffs only add to the uncertainty, making it even harder for family farmers to stay in business. Canada's dairy system operates differently, but rather than undermining a system that ensures fair prices for farmers, we should be advancing policies that guarantee U.S. dairy farmers receive a fair price for their milk, LaRue added. He said family farmers always feel the tariff impacts first. Representatives Josh Riley of New York and Dusty Johnson of South Dakota have introduced the Lowering Egg Prices Act. The bipartisan bill would lower egg prices for consumers by cutting bureaucratic red tape that forces farmers to discard hundreds of millions of eggs each year. Federal regulations require farmers to refrigerate eggs immediately after they are laid, but that rule doesn't distinguish between table eggs, which are raw products that need to be refrigerated, and breaker eggs, which are pasteurized for use in everyday grocery products like salad dressing, cake mix, and pasta. This has forced chicken farmers to throw away almost 400 million perfectly good eggs every year. The rule didn't make sense when it was enacted and makes even less sense now when egg prices are too high, they said. The Lower Egg Prices Act undoes necessary regulations, puts hundreds of millions of eggs out onto the market, and would lower grocery bills, said Riley. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Everybody in your crew identifies as either Big Mac Burger, McNuggets, or McCrispy Sandwich, but you're the Filet-O-Fish Sandwich all day. That crispy fish, that savory tartar sauce, that melty cheese, that pillowy bun. Yeah, you get it. every time.
Right now, hurry in and get two Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $6 and pair it with a refreshing Sprite. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Single item at regular price.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. Did you know the IRS has programs specifically designed to help people struggling with tax debt? Powerful tax assistance programs that can save you thousands if you qualify. No one knows these programs better than the experts at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution firm, A-rated by the Better Business Bureau. Their award-winning team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $1 billion of tax debt for their clients. One call to Optima can start the process, helping to end your worries about wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other IRS actions. Make sure you're getting the best options to solve your tax problems. Call the experts at Optima today for a free confidential consultation.
Call 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522. 800-707-4522.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
A cold front is expected to push across the region today in our ag weather forecast. Now, that will bring some scattered rain showers and a wind shift from southwest to northwest, along with an increase in wind speeds as well. Now, the dry conditions will return Saturday, and then will be followed by periods of rain and or snow Sunday into Sunday night. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today. A slight chance of a shower this afternoon. Highs 50 to 55. Relative humidities at 31 to 36%. Southeast winds at 5 to 10, shifting to the southwest at 12 to 17 and gusting to 30 this afternoon. We'll see about 4 hours of sunshine. Tonight, clear and cold. Lows 13 to 18. Relative humidities at 53 to 58%. Northwest winds at 12 to 17, gusting to 30. For Saturday, mostly sunny early, then becoming partly sunny, highs 38 to 43, relative humidities at 19 to 24%, north winds at around 5. For Sunday, mostly cloudy, a chance of rain and snow, highs 40 to 45. Monday, partly sunny, highs once again 40 to 45. Tuesday, partly sunny, a slight chance of rain and snow, highs 45 to 50. For Wednesday, partly sunny, warmer, highs 50 to 55.
Real country. Real country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
It was 700 fence posts from your place to ours. Neither one of us was old enough to drive a car. Sometimes it was raining. Sometimes it would shine. We wore out that gravel road between your house and mine.
I'd start walking your way, you'd start walking mine. We'd meet in the middle, meet that old Georgia pine. We'd gain a lot of ground, cause we both give a little. Ain't no road too long. We meet tomorrow, since we set our vows under that old pine tree, you ought to see it now. Standing in the backyard, reminding me and you, if we don't see eye to eye, there's something we can do. I'd start walking your way, you'd start walking mine. We'd meet in the middle, meet that old Georgia pine. We'd gain a lot of ground, cause we both give a little. Ain't no road too long, we meet in the middle. Babe, I love the way we work it out. That's what love is all about. I'd start walking your way, you'd start walking mine.
Too long when we meet in the middle.
in mind. We meet in the middle, beneath that old Georgia pine. We gain a lot of ground, 'cause we both give a little. Ain't no road too long.
If ever I get lost in your eyes tonight, please just let me stay right there a little bit longer. Underneath the stars, we are on fire. I don't wanna go. If you don't wanna go, we can just stay here in this minute. Lose all track of time. Let the world be known without us for a while. I'm telling you, we just one kiss away from heaven. So baby, hold on tight, 'cause I want to get wrapped up in your love. I just wanna linger like this on your lips. I taste the salt air on your skin. Hold you in my hands. Anything and everything, you know that I'm all in. We can just stay here in this minute. Lose all track of time. Let the world spin on. Track of time that the world's been known without us for a while. I'm telling you, we're just one kiss away from heaven. So baby, hold on tight, 'cause I want to get wrapped up in your love. So baby, let's just stay here tonight. Tonight. Baby, let's just stay.
Brian Winnikens keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I cut my bangs with some rusty kitchen scissors. I screamed his name till the neighbors called the cops. I numbed the pain at the expense of my liver. Don't know what I did next, all I know I couldn't stop. Word got around to the butterflies and the Baptist. My mama's phone started ringing off the hook. I can hear her now saying she ain't gonna have it. Don't matter how you feel, it only matters how you look. Go and fix your makeup, girl, it's just a breakup running.
trucks show up and there's nobody else to blame. Can't get revenge and keep a spotless reputation. Sometimes revenge is a choice you gotta make. My mama came from a softer generation where you get a grip and bite your lip just to save a little face. Go and fix your makeup, girl, it's just a breakup run. Cross your legs, dodge your eyes, and never let them see you cry. Go and fix your makeup, well, it's just a breakup run.
Had a $100 ring in my hand, so weak and tired I could barely stand. From being up all night praying she'd say yes. So with a hopeful heart I hit one knee. With a tear in her eye she looked at me. It was the moment of truth, I was scared to death. My life hung on what that tear meant. Then she smiled at me, and I lost it.
No one can make me cry, make me laugh, make me smile, or drive me mad like she does. It's like a curse that is the cure. If I lost it. Well, the honeymoon ended and life began. Jobs and bills, losing touch with friends, and that apartment got smaller every day. Then one night the walls finally closed in. Came home late, she said, where have you been? You used to call and tell me you're on your way. She said, this is how it's gonna be, then I quit. She walked out the door, I lost her.
No one can make me cry, make me laugh, make me smile, or try. Made love like it was the first time.
No one can make me cry, make me laugh, make me smile, or drive me mad like she does. It's like a curse that is the cure. Better or worse, one thing's for sure, it's real love. And I don't know what I'd do if I lost you.
Oh, if I lost you.
Get the latest outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 8:20 and 4:20 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Out $100 bills, and it kills and it thrills like the horns on my Silverado grill. And I buy the bar a double round of Crown, and everybody's getting down in this town. Ain't never gonna be the same, 'cause I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise 'cause the girls, they are so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on my old Studley Roy. Save a horse, ride a cowboy. Well, I don't give a dang about nothing. I'm singing and bling blinging while the girls are drinking. Long necks down, and I wouldn't trade old Leroy or my Chevrolet for your Escalade or your Freak Parade. I'm the only John Wayne left in this town. And I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise. Girls, they are so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on my old Studley Roy. And the girls say, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Everybody says, save a horse, ride a cowboy.
Thoroughbred, that's what she said in the back of my truck bed as I was getting buzzed on suds out on some backcountry road. We were flying high, fine as wine, having ourselves a big and rich time, and I was going just about as far as she'd let me go. But her evaluation of my cowboy reputation had me begging for salvation all night long. So I took her out gigging frogs, introduced her to my old bird dog, and sang her every Willie Nelson song I can think of, and we made love. And I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise 'cause the girls, they are so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on my old Studley Roy, and the girls say, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Everybody says,
tell me I'm right. but don't tell me I was born to be blue.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. After invoking the Alien Enemies Act, President Trump says he believes he has the authority to deport individuals without showing evidence against them in court as this case moves through court. ABC's Karen Travers with more.
The president telling me in the Oval Office.